ABC Radio Australia.
The cost of some alcoholic drinks is set to skyrocket in Papua New Guinea due to a newly imposed tax, a 500% increase to the excise tax on certain pre-mixed drinks was announced in PNG's 2023 national budget just last week. But spirits aren't the only things being mixed here. Opinions on the new tax are also divided, as Marion Farr reports.
Lick, lick money, big plus spark. It's a saying heard frequently across Papua New Guinea. It means, for a little money, you can get very drunk, often referring to cheap pre-mixed drinks with high alcohol content.
A lot has changed growing up in Port Moresby in the past, say, 15 years since the introduction of cheap pre-mixed alcohol into the market.
Richard Marion has lived in Port Moresby most of his life, and he says pre-mixed alcohol is to blame for a rise in crime.
I think it's rapidly became popular, especially amongst young unemployed people in the city. They represent a large part of the consumer market. The growth, the popularity was quite exponential.
He's noticed more theft, violence, and general antisocial behaviour, like loud parties and people being a nuisance on the streets.
We're a lot more guarded and apprehensive because a lot of the riffraff about committing petty crime, they're not doing that to feed an empty stomach, if you will. They're just committing petty crime so that they could get the next fix.
For years, disgruntled citizens have been calling for something to be done. And last week, the PNG government announced a dramatic 493% increase in the tax on these types of alcoholic drinks. Kelly Samoff, an economics lecturer from the University of Papua New Guinea, says consumers will feel the pinch.
This is a pretty hefty tax. The prices of these types of alcoholic drinks, they will go up, they will increase.
It's expected to raise an additional 30 million kina for the government next year.
This goes in line with the government's plan to continue growing their revenue base because what we're seeing is that this current government has a plan, right, to reduce their budget deficit by 2027.
The tax will be applied at the point of sale, meaning buyers will bear the brunt. But Mr. Samoff says local producers of alcoholic drinks will also be impacted.
Employees employed in these alcohol industries might be let go. And even one manufacturer stated that they might let go of 2,000 employees. And if that's 2,000 employees let go, then that's 2,000 families, you know, in PNG without a steady income.
Richard Marion believes these companies should take responsibility.
The companies that produce and sell cheap alcohol or pre-mixed alcohol have long enjoyed the revenues and the business from the alcohol sales. However, I don't feel like they have fully attended to the corporate social responsibility to these communities from which they profit from.
It's a sentiment shared by lay resident Ezra Kaipaletti. He also attributes social issues in his city to cheap alcohol.
Incidents like people stabbing each other from knives or causing troubles with other communities, they get themselves into troubles fighting from each other. And those things never end.
But not everyone is in favour of the new tax. Port Moresby local Solomon Korowa believes young people will turn to illegal home-brewed alcohol instead, which can be extremely dangerous to consume.
When they increase the price, they tend to other sources of alcohol like homebrew or drugs. It's going to cause more problems from my point of view.
He also worries that a rise in alcohol prices will impact families.
Especially the fathers, most of them are alcoholics, so if they tend to drink more alcohol and they spend more money on alcohol, then I don't think by the end of the day, the family won't have any food to eat. So for me, I don't think it's a good idea.
Mr. Korowa wants to see the government investing more in other strategies.
I think they should increase the police presence in its suburbs. Mostly they should put the concentration into the law and order. That's the only problem here.
While Richard Marion is in favour of the alcohol tax, he agrees it's only a first step.
I think the efforts should extend from imposing this tax into bolstering current legislation on offences related to alcohol abuse and antisocial behaviour in our communities.
That was Port Moresby resident Richard Marion, ending Marion Farr's report. And the PNG Treasurer Ian Ling Stuckey has been contacted for comment. We're still waiting his response.